那今天我们就来到马太福音的第五章21到26节。
Today we come to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 21 to 26.
那今天的内容是关于我们生活中常常会遇到的一件事情。
Today's topic is about something that we encounter very often in our daily lives.
就是发怒。
That is anger.
那许多人他们习惯碰到不顺利的事情呢，就会发怒。
Now, very often when people encounter things not according to their wishes, they would throw their temper.
那对自己发怒，或者是对其他人发怒。
Sometimes people are angry at themselves, sometimes they vent their anger on others.
那有一个漫画就很有趣，但是也很真实地描绘出现在人的情况。
The cartoon I'm showing you, looks funny, but it is a true portrayal, a portrait of our lives.
那在这里左上角的是这个老板对职员的工作不满意，所以他就生气去骂他。
In the first of the three pictures, we see a boss, throwing his temper at, his employee.
那这个职员回家也是心情不好，看到他的孩子，那就骂他的孩子。
As the employee goes home after work, he vent his anger on his child.
那这个孩子就很伤心，所以他也愤怒地踢这个猫。
And the little child is very angry and he kicks the cat.
所以其实有趣，但是是很真实的一幅图画。
Well, it's a funny cartoon, but it is a true portrayal of our lives.
那这个发怒这件事情，就把伤害好像一个循环一样去散开出去。
Anger does pass on from a person to person.
那又或者大家曾经听过，或者是也遇过这个公路怒火 （road rage）。
I'm sure you've all have encountered what we call road rage.
就是当驾驶这个司机其中一方他的驾驶不安全的时候呢，使到另外一个驾驶员就发火。
And that happens when, say, a certain driver is reckless and that infuriates some other drivers, and there comes road rage.
那相信大家也听过，甚至经历过。
I'm sure you have heard of this, and I'm sure you've even seen this.
那这样子的事情似乎很常见。
And such thing is very common.
但是大家是否知道，发怒这件世人以为是小事，在耶稣的教导里却是很重要。
But do you know that what is considered to be very common and insignificant, to most men is very important, to God?
那在耶稣的教导里面，发怒确实和一个人能否得神的喜悦，能否进天国是有关联的。
According to Jesus' teaching, anger or losing one's temper has to do with whether or not you can enter God's kingdom.
那或者你会觉得应该没有这么严重吧？
Maybe you may think, thing is not so, serious, is it?
但是主耶稣的教导确实是这样说的。
But this is exactly what Jesus teaches.
那希望天父今天帮助我们，帮助我们去明白他对我们所立的标准。
We pray today that God will help us understand His requirement and His standard He sets for us.
特别是我们这些寻求他的国度的人神对我们的心意。
Especially for those of us who seek God's kingdom, we must understand God's will for us.
那今天我们先看头两节的经文，就是5章的21和22节。
Today we start beginning with the first two verses, that is Matthew 5, verses 21 and 22.
那我先用这个中文为大家读马太福音的5章21节。你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的免受刑审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审断；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免工会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
Verse 21. You have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not commit murder, And whoever commits murder shall be guilty before the court. Verse 22. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be guilty before the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into fiery hell.
那二十节这里有一些的词，那二十节的拉加是亚兰文。
In verse 21, we see a word which says Raka, that word is Aramaic.
这里指是骂一个弟兄是脑袋空空的意思。
Raka means you empty head, or you say you good for nothing.
那摩利的意思和拉加相近，但是语气更重。
In the next sentence, the word morei is something similar, but it is stronger.
那是指一个人是愚昧的人的意思。
It's calling a person you fool.
那意思就是骂一个弟兄是愚昧人，论断他是一个不敬畏神，一个愚顽的人。
And that means you call a fellow Christian, a Christian brother, you fool, calling him actually a rebel.
那不知道大家觉得二十一节的不可杀人，这句话熟不熟悉呢？
When you hear verse 21, the expression, you shall not commit murder, doesn't that sound familiar to you?
觉不觉得熟悉？
It sounds familiar to you, does it?
那这是神赐给以色列民的十诫中的其中的一诫。
This is one of the ten commandments that God gave the people of Israel.
就是十诫的第六诫。
That's precisely the sixth of the Ten Commandments.
那为什么耶稣在这里突然提到十诫呢？
Why is Jesus suddenly mentioning the Ten Commandments?
那留意到二十二节，他那里说，只是我告诉你们。
In verse 22, please note Jesus' words, but I say to you.
那是否主耶稣在这里是在修改神的诫命呢？
Is Jesus amending or changing God's commandment here?
那把进天国的标准又提高了呢？
Is Jesus raising the requirement for kingdom entry?
那为了更准确明白主耶稣的教导，我们必须明白上文。
Now, in order to precisely understand what Jesus is teaching here, we must consider the context.
那也需要去明白主耶稣的思路。
And we must trace the train of thoughts of Jesus.
那在上一篇的信息里面，牧师帮助我们看到马太福音一到二十节的这个不同的部分。
In our previous lesson on Matthew 5, Pastor analyzed the passage from verse 1 to 20.
那有三个部分，第一个部分就是谈到八福。
We saw that first 1 to verse 20 is composed of three parts, the first part being the eight Beatitudes.
那里是在描述神要拯救要改变的一类的人，他们的生命数字是怎样的。
The Beatitudes is a portrait, is a portrayal of the kind of people who has been transformed by God.
那接下来就是谈到门徒对世界还有对神的责任。
And then in second part, we are told the responsibility that Christians have towards God and the world.
就是要成为地上的盐和世上的光。
And that is, we are the salt of the earth, the world, the light of the world.
那第三部分就是主耶稣谈到进天国的条件。
And then part three, Jesus talks about the requirement for entry into God's kingdom.
那在这个第三个部分里，主耶稣谈到他来不是要废掉律法，而是要成全律法。
And there in part three, Jesus says, he came not to abolish the law, but rather to fulfill it.
而主耶稣也提醒门徒，若你们的义不胜过法利赛人的义，就断不能够进天国。
And then he reminds the disciples that unless our righteousness exceeds that of the scribe and the Pharisees, we will by no means enter God's kingdom.
而今天的经文正是主耶稣在解释进天国的条件还有标准。
Now in our text today, Jesus is elaborating on the requirement of the entry into God's kingdom.
那他具体的解释，那什么叫做胜过法利赛人的义？
And to be more precise, he is explaining what is meant by fulfilling, by
胜过法
having righteousness that exceeds that of the Pharisees.
那什么叫做成全律法？
He's also explaining what is meant by fulfilling the law.
那主耶稣他来，他说他来不是要废掉律法，而是要成全律法。
Now he did say that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
所以我们看到在今天的经文里面，他不是在改写律法。
So we can be sure that in today's text, Jesus is not changing the commandment.
而是在带出律，神的律法真正的含义。
But rather, he is explaining the true intent of the law.
那主耶稣代表神去，去说出了律法真正的含义，还有对人的要求。
So he is as God's spokesperson, he is explaining the true intention of the law.
所以首先我想带大家去明白还有重温什么叫做胜过法利赛人的义。
So to begin today, I'd like to explain to you first, what is meant by, fulfilling the law.
还有胜过法利赛人的义。
And also what it is to exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees.
那好，叫我们可以正确地明白今天关于发怒的主的教导。
So that we can understand precisely the teaching about anger.
那主耶稣说他来是要成全律法，那律法的真正的含义是什么呢？
Now Jesus says he came to fulfill the law. Now what is the true intention of the law?
那在马太福音的22章37到40节，主耶稣这么说。
We hear Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 22 and verses 37 to 40.
三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
Matthew 22, starting from verse 37, and he said to him, "You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
那主耶稣在这里为我们去总结了律法的精髓。
Here Jesus summarizes for us the essence, the spirit of the law.
就是要对神完全的委身。
And that is to be totally committed to God.
没有保留的，用我们的全人去爱他。
To love him without reserve, with all our being.
那同时也是舍己去爱人。
And also to love our fellow men.
那主耶稣他的一生都是为我们立下美丽的榜样。
Now Jesus, throughout his life, has set an example for us.
那他活出的生命正是去成全了律法。
The kind of life he has led has fulfilled indeed the law of God.
全心全意的去爱神。
For example, he loved God with all his heart and soul.
那他也舍己去爱我们。
He also sacrificed himself in order to love us.
那在要来的这个复活节，我们也会思想他为我们所做的。
In the upcoming Easter camp, we will continue to meditate on the kind of love that Jesus has for us.
那他不单单去活出这样成全律法的生命，他同时也呼召他的门徒，他的跟随者也去活出同样的生命。
Not he lives such a life himself, he also calls his followers to do the same.
那保罗在罗马书的13章9到10节那里说，
The Apostle Paul said the following in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 9.
那第9节这里说，像那不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完成了律法。
Verses 9 and 10 of Romans chapter 13. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
那请大家留意，今天我们看的经文不可杀人，在这里也出现了。
Please pay attention. The commandment that we are reading today, you shall not commit murder, is already contained in you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
那确实是包含在爱人如己这一句的说话里面。
It is indeed contained in the one of the two, the second greatest commandments.
所以去全心的全意的爱人爱神也爱人的时候呢，我们就成全了律法。
So we now understand to love God with all our being and to love our neighbor as ourselves is to fulfill the true intention of the law.
所以我们看到主耶稣和保罗的教导都告诉我们，完全委身给神，还有舍己去爱人，就是神的律法的真意。
So whether it is teaching of Jesus or the teaching of the Apostle Paul, they both tell us that to love God with our all and to love our fellow men is the true intention of the law.
而法利赛人正是缺乏对神的完全的委身。
And what the Pharisees fall short of is precisely total commitment towards God.
那他们表面上对神的话语很认真。
And externally, they're very serious about the teaching of God.
他们愿意去明白神的教导。
They're eager to understand what the Bible teach.
但是他们却选择性的去回应神的话语。
But in fact, they pick and choose how they obey God's commands.
那在马太福音二十三章二十三节这里，我们就看到主耶稣去指出他们的错误。
In Matthew chapter 23, we see how Jesus criticizes the wrong of the Pharisees.
主耶稣说，他们遵守了一些外在的这些规条和人的传统。
Jesus points out the Pharisees keep the external rules.
但是他们却不愿意去行神所看重的公义、怜悯和信实。
They also keep human traditions, but they are unwilling to be merciful, to follow righteousness, or be faithful.
那这些是神所喜悦、所看重的事情。
These are important things which God play a heavy emphasis on.
但是他们却不愿意去行。
But they are unwilling to observe these.
那换句话说，他们对神的爱是有所保留的。
In other words, their love for God or their obedience is with reservation.
而主耶稣对门徒的提醒是，除非你们的义胜过法利赛人的义。
And Jesus' reminder to the disciples is precisely this, that unless our righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees,
那除非你们对神的心是完全，
unless our heart towards God is total,
是没有保留的，
is unreserved,
不然我们就不能够进入神的国，
or else we will by no means enter his kingdom.
而今天所谈的经文是关于对弟兄发怒，等同杀人一样。
Today's text tells us that to throw one's temper at a fellow Christian is like murder.
是得罪神的，是神所不喜悦的事情。
This is an offense against God. This is something that displeased God.
当我们明白当时候法利赛人的问题的时候，我们也要留心。
When we understand where the problem of the Pharisees lie, we'll have to be careful.
我们不要和他们犯相同的错误。
We must avoid committing the same error as the Pharisees.
他们不愿意去行神所喜悦、所看重的公义、怜悯和信实。
They are unwilling to practice mercy and faithfulness as God requires.
那会不会我们也有同样的心态呢？
Is it not possible that we have a similar attitude?
那有些基督徒他们会觉得进天国得救，那不就是我信耶稣，承认他是我的救主？
Because are there not many Christians who think that to enter God's kingdom,
那不就是我去承认耶稣是我的救主，信靠他？
Is it not sufficient if I confess that Jesus is my Savior and Lord?
那我也参加教会。
And I also go to church.
那我也向神祷告。
And I also pray to God.
那这样不是就可以了吗？
This is not sufficient for entry into God's kingdom.
那发发脾气，骂人、伤害人，神应该不会介意吧？
And God should not mind if I just throw my temper and get angry.
若我们是这样的心态，那主耶稣的话语告诉我们， 我们还没有胜过法利赛人的义。
That if this is our thinking, then Jesus today is telling you that you have not exceeded the righteousness of the Pharisees.
因为没有完全委身去行神所看重的事情。
Because you are not committed to do what pleases God without reservation.
去活出他要求我们应该活出的公义还有圣洁的标准。
To live a life that God requires us.
那若我们是效法基督，完全委身给神的一个人。
Now, on the other hand, if we are imitators of Christ,
那是愿意去完全委身，也是愿意去成全律法。
And we are totally committed to God, and we are totally committed to practicing the commandments of God.
那愿意活出全心爱人，也全心爱神的这样的诫命的时候。
And also to obey the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves.
那我们应该留心听主耶稣在马太福音五章二十一节以下所对我们说的话。
If we are such people, then we ought to take heed to the teaching of Jesus here today.
去明白他为我们解释神的律法当中的含义和要求。
Because today, here Jesus is explaining to us the true meaning of God's requirement to us.
那你是否有这样子愿意的心去不保留去讨神的喜悦呢？
So I ask again, are you without reservation, committed to do God's commands?
去爱神所爱的，也去恨恶他所恨恶的事情呢？
That is, to love what God loves and to hate what God hates.
那你是否有这样的决心呢？
Are you determined to do so?
如果你对神的心是完全的没有保留的时候，
Now, if your heart is total towards God, that is, without reservation,
那你会发现这些世人会觉得不可能做到的事情。
And then you'll find what common people find impossible to do.
就比如今天经文所谈到的因情绪发脾气骂人的这样的事情。
For example, what the text today talks about, that is feeling angry or losing one's temper.
那神会因着你对他有完全的心帮助你可以成为一个圣洁有能力活出公义的一个人。
God will see your heart, the intention of your heart, and he will help you to become a new person.
那总结以上的分享。
Now, to summarize what we have learned so far,
我们明白主耶稣在马太福音五章二十一节以下所整章的教导里面是在具体的解释成全律法还有胜过法利赛人的义是什么意思。
Now we see, starting from verse 21 of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is elaborating the concrete meaning of what it is to have a righteousness that exceeds that of the Pharisees.
那在应用在生活当中，那是什么意思呢？
Now when we put this into practice in our daily lives, what does it mean?
所以也就是说，马太福音五章二十一到二十六节的内容关于不可向弟兄发怒。这段经文也如释经时一样。
And we are seeing that our text today, verses 21 to 26, is like a touchstone.
他在试验一个人是否真正的降服在神的王权底下。
By this touchstone, we know a person is recognized whether he truly submits himself or herself to God's kingship.
因为在神的国度里有神的诫命。
Because in God's kingdom, there are laws and commandments.
刚才我们已经看到这个最大的诫命和第二个诫命。
A moment ago, we saw the two greatest commandments within his kingdom.
那遵守神国的诫命也意味着这个人是全心全意的爱神，也是爱人如己。
Now, to obey God's command in his kingdom means we are,
全心爱神。
We are loving God with our all being.
那也。
And also love our fellow men as ourselves.
所以这个不可杀人不要去对弟兄发怒就成了试验我们是否顺服这个诫命的一个试金石。
So when we obey not to throw our temper at our fellow Christians, we are putting into practice God's command.
好，让我们回到五章的二十一到二十二节。
Now we once again we return to verses 21 and 22.
在这里主耶稣提醒门徒，若我们对弟兄发怒， 就如同杀人一样。
Jesus is saying here, if we throw our temper at our fellow brother, then it's like we are committing murder.
是犯了罪，是得罪了神，得罪了人。
We have sinned against God and also against man.
免不了要面对神的审判。
And it's unavoidable that we have to face judgment.
那是不是主耶稣在这里把发怒这件事的严重性放大了呢？
Here we ask, is Jesus equating murder with anger?
那把它放大了，就好像如同杀人一样。
Is Jesus blowing up the seriousness of anger out of all proportion?
但是其实当我们仔细去想一个人怎么样会落入杀人的境况里的时候，
But when we think carefully, how a person would actually commit murder,
那都是从人的心开始。
We realize that murder always starts at anger in the heart.
那从这个人开始对对方有埋怨、有怒气开始。
So everything starts from a person feeling very angry towards another person.
那还记得在创世纪的内容里面我们看到人类历史上的第一件的谋杀案。
You will recall how we read the first account of murder in the book of the Genesis.
是该隐杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
That is Cain murdered his younger brother Abel.
那原因就是该隐容让他的情绪、他的怒气去控制他、主导他。
It's all because Cain had allowed.His anger, his emotions, to get the better of him.
他对神发怒，也对他的弟弟发怒。
He was angry at God. He was also angry at his little brother.
那之后他没有去制服他的心，而杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
In the end, he did not succeed in gaining mastery over his heart, and then finally he killed his brother.
那我们放眼看世上的人啊，彼此伤害啊，彼此仇恨的事情。
When we look at accounts of human beings hurting each other and killing others,
那都是发于人的内心对对方的不满所开始。
We see that every account starts from anger, from feeling angry against another person in the heart.
那相信大家也看过新闻，就是在餐馆里面一些素不相识的人，他们发生口角。
I'm sure you've read from the news how strangers.Having met on in a restaurant and got angry against each other,
那他们就因口角而大打出手。
And it's first quarrel, and then they begin to fight.
那甚至在怒气底下杀了一个之前从来不认识的人。
And sometimes one would even kill a person.
那又或者在亲人当中，亲人的这个关系当中。
Or maybe you recall the relationships among some of your relatives.
那很多时候熟悉熟识的人我们的言语我们的说话是更加的不客气了。
Because very often time, in relation to those which are very close to us, we are not very considerate in the way we talk.
可能对一个陌生人你还会因着这个礼节而对他有礼。
Because towards a stranger, we might be more careful in the choice of our words.
但是熟识的人很快我们的不满，我们的情绪就会表达出来。
But with our loved ones, we are very easily vent our emotions on them.
或许对亲密的人、熟悉的人，我们不至于去到去杀害对方身体的这个地步。
Maybe with our relatives, we may not go to the extent of killing them.
那当然也有一些极端的例子，是真的亲人之间也有。杀人的事情。
But then again, I say, in extreme cases, people do kill their relatives.
但是一般人一般我相信大家不会这样做。
But in normal circumstances, people don't do that.
但是有些时候亲人之间的说话也是伤害人很厉害的。
But very often, the kind of words, the way we talk to relatives can be very hurtful.
那中文有一个词叫做唇枪舌剑。
There is a Chinese saying that our words is like a sharp sword or like arrows.
那其实也意味着，当人在情绪当中的说话，那也是伤害对方的。
That means the way we talk to others is sufficient to hurt.
或许你不会 将对方杀死，但是所说的话啊，在情绪里面说的话，也可能所谓杀死这段的关系。
Although you may not kill the person, but your words are such that's enough to kill off the relationship with that person.
那使到双方变成仇人。
So that both parties become enemies.
那这个关系已经死了。
Because the relationship is dead.
所以主耶稣在这里解释，对人发怒，在神的眼中等同杀人，确实不是过分的。
So, to equate murder with anger, Jesus is not being unreasonable here.
当我们去明白律法的总纲和真意，
When we understand the true intent of the law,
就不难明白，当我们不愿意去饶恕别人对我们的冒犯的时候呢？
Then we also understand when we are unwilling to forgive others,
那而是让自我的情绪去出来控制我们。
And we let our emotions get the better of us.
那是对弟兄发怒，甚至用言语去攻击他。
And we stay mad at a brother or even curse him.
那我们知道我们并没有顺服在神的王权底下。
Then we know we are not submitting ourselves to God's rule.
没有活出神的国里最大的诫命。
We are failing to practice the greatest commandment.
就是全心的爱神和爱人如己。
That is to love God with all being and to love our fellow man as ourselves.
那一个真正全心爱神的一个人，他会知道神的心意是要我们彼此的饶恕。
Because a person who loves God with his whole being understands God wants us to love Him without
彼此饶恕。
To forgive each other.
而爱人如己也意味着我们不再让自我中心的反应去控制我们。
And when we love our fellow man as ourselves, then we know we are denying ourselves.
不让这个情绪、自我中心的这个旧的生命去发出来，去生气对方。
We do not allow our emotions and our self-centeredness to govern us.
甚至用言语去攻击对方。
And therefore, we will not hurt others with our words.
真正舍己的表现，反而是去原谅对方对我们的伤害。
To truly deny ourselves or to sacrifice ourselves is to forgive the kind of hurt that people caused us.
而不是在情绪里去发怒，去攻击对方。
And not to vent our emotions in anger.
那或者有人会有这样的疑问。
Maybe you have a query.
那别人得罪我，而我不生气，不被情绪所控制，而是去原谅对方。
Now when people offend us and we don't throw our temper at the person,
那也去饶恕对方。
And we even forgive the person.
那这样是不是在包容对方的过犯呢？
Are we not condoning approving the wrong?
是不是在鼓励他以后继续这样子的去得罪神，去伤害别人呢？
Are we not encouraging the person to go on the same way, need to offend God?
那其实不是的，主耶稣在马太福音的18章15节那里说，
No, as we can learn from Matthew 18 and verse 15,
那18章15节那里说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来，他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
Matthew 18 and verse 15, If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
那这里主耶稣告诉我们应该怎么去回应别人对我们的得罪。
Here tells us, Jesus tells usExactly how we can and should behave when someone offends us.
不是用怒气去还击。
And not to take revenge, but in anger.
而是愿意依靠神去原谅对方。
But to rely on God's grace to forgive him.
那也用爱心去说诚实话。
And also to speak honestly with the person in love.
去指出对方的错来。
To point out his wrong.
那还有另外一点我们要留意的，并不是所有的怒气都是罪。
Another thing we must note that not all anger is sin.
那人看见不公义的事情，那也会发怒。
When a person sees something unrighteous, something that is purely wrong, of course we feel angry.
那大家也记得主耶稣曾经在有一次他洁净了圣殿，去赶出那些在圣殿里买卖的人。
You recall on one day that Jesus cleansed the temple of the merchants who did business in the Temple Mount.
那他是为了公义而发怒。
So Jesus felt angry due to righteousness.
那另外一个关于义怒的例子是摩西。
Another example of a righteous anger is the account about Moses.
那摩西曾经在以色列民他们背叛神去拜金牛犊的时候，他也发了烈怒。
When the people of Israel erected a golden calf and worshipped it, Moses felt angry.
那他也去指出百姓的错，也代表神去实行审判。
And he represented God and executed judgment on the people, and he was angry.
那所以他发的是义怒。
So that type of anger is righteous anger.
但是有就是值得我们留意的，大家还记得 Lucy 牧师在去年年底与我们分享摩西发怒的事情。
But we must remember what Pastor Lucy taught us the end of last year about losing one's temper.
那摩西有一次因着以色列民的埋怨，他自己的情绪上来。
And how Moses only for in one instance because of the sins of the people of Israel, he lost his temper.
那他就容让情绪这些自我的情绪掌管他，而得罪了神。
And in that instance, he let his emotions got the better of him, and he sinned against God.
那神也因此就不让他进入这个应许地。
And on that account, God did not allow Moses to enter the promised land.
所以摩西曾经发过义怒，那但也他也曾经软弱，去生气得罪了神。
So it's true. Moses' anger was righteous, but then God was angry with him over that account.
所以另外一个例子就是，圣经描述亚伟神是一个不轻易发怒的神。
And another thing that we must remember is that the Bible tells us our Yahweh God is a God who is slow to anger.
但是他看到以色列民一而再再而三的去对他不忠心，去背叛他的时候，那神也发了怒。
But then when he saw that the people of Israel was rebellious against him time and time again, he felt angry.
那他也审判管教了他们。
And he executed judgment and punished them.
那这一类的怒气，那是为了神，为了公义而发怒。
Such type of righteous anger is due to righteousness.
那这样的怒气，如果大家看以上的这些的例子，都不是因为自我情绪的爆发而失控的这样的怒气。
But when you look at the above three examples, you see a common thing that none of these persons above did so under a temper, in temper.
而是有他们有神的带领，为了公义的缘故，这样的怒气是有节制的。
But in all three accounts, is under God's control, or self-control, and due to righteousness' sake.
那这样的义怒就不是主耶稣在马太福音五章二十一节这里所谈到的这样的怒气。
But then such righteous type of anger is not what Jesus is talking about in today's text.
他这里是说，当别人冒犯一个人的时候，那这个人被自我的情绪所控制，而对弟兄所发出的这样的怒气。
What Jesus is talking about today is when someone offends you and you throw your temper at him.
好，让我们总结我们从这段经文可以学习到的第一点。
Now here we want to summarize the first point what we learned.
那主耶稣教导门徒，当一个人对弟兄发脾气，是等同杀人。
Jesus teaches us that when we throw our temper at a fellow Christian, we is like we are committing murder.
是得罪神、得罪人的一件事情。
We sin against God and we sin against our fellow man.
那主耶稣教导我们，对弟兄发脾气是在神的国度里不应该出现的事情。
And Jesus teaches us in God's kingdom, we must not lose our temper at our brother.
因为在他的国度里面， 的这些的人，他们是顺服在神的王权底下。
Because in God's kingdom, everybody submits to God's rule.
那也是去服从神的诫命。
Everybody obeys God's command.
去全心的爱神，也爱人如己。
The command to love God with all, and the command to love our fellow men as ourselves.
那若一个人对弟兄发怒的时候，行这样的事的人是落入在罪中。
If a person loses his temper, he has sinned.
那是得罪了神。
He has sinned against God.
那也得罪了人。
And also against his fellow.
那若不悔改的话呢？神将会审判。
Unless the person repents, God will surely judge him.
那甚至要面对地狱的火。
He might be in danger of hellfire.
那而当有人得罪我们的时候呢？我们要靠着神的恩典。去愿意饶恕对方。
And rather, when we are offended by someone, we should rely on God's grace to forgive.
就正如神饶恕了我们一样。
Just as God has forgiven us.
那刚才我们也看到，不代表饶恕就是去认同对方的行为。
And we already saw to forgive a person is not the same as condoning the wrong.
那是要用爱心说诚实话，帮助对方不落在。最终去得罪神。
But rather it means to talk to the person with love so that the person may be restored away from a sinful, a wrongful path.
那或许来到这里还在寻求神的朋友们会觉得主耶稣所教导的是好。
And maybe when you listen to this point, those of you who are seeking to understand God, you may think, maybe what Jesus is teaching here is good.
但这个要求实在是太高了。
But then the requirement, the standard is just simply too high.
那我常常发脾气。
I lose my temper very often.
还没有寻求神之前就是这样。
And before I come to church to look for God, I was already like this.
那参加教会一段时间好一点点。
And having come to church for some time, I find I have become a little better.
但还是常常的发脾气去。用言语去骂人。
But then I still lose my temper often, and I often hurt others with my words.
啊，这个太难了，我做不到。
So this is just too hard for me. I just can't.
那大家还记得一开始我们学习关于要胜过法利赛人的义？
And you remember some weeks ago we learned that our righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees.
那他们的问题就是不愿意委身去给。神所看重的事情。
You recall the problem, where the Pharisees fall short of is that they fall short of a total commitment to God.
那他们不愿意委身给神所看重的公义、怜悯和信实。
They are not committed to what God considered to be important, namely to be righteous and merciful.
那神要求我们的是对他有完全没有保留的心。
What God requires of us is that we relate to Him in a commitment that is total and unreserved.
若我们有决心，愿意按着神的话语，的标准去回应的时候
，that when we are determined to respond to God's words as He requires us,
那愿意去，去正视他给我们的这个圣洁和公义的标准
，when we're willing to face Honestly, with how God requires us to be righteous and holy,
那我们恳求他也帮助我们的时候
，when we ask God for help,
你会发现很奇妙
，you will discover surprisingly,
当你愿意决心去讨神的喜悦的时候，全心回应他的时候，那神的能力和爱就来到你的生命当中。
When you are committed to do things that please him, then his power and his grace will come on you.
那会帮助你，带领你去一步一步走向这个公义和圣洁的生命。
To help you, step by step, to walk in the direction of God's righteousness.
那我还记得教会的肢体也曾经分享过遇到这个公路怒火的事情。
I remember one of you have told us that one time you encounter road rage.
其实多过一个肢体。
In fact, more than one of you have said the same. You encounter road rage on the motorway.
原因就是这个另一个司机很不安全的驾驶，让你几乎要有车祸。
And that is when another driver was reckless and almost caused an accident, and you got angry.
那这些肢体就会分享啊，当时候真的怒火就上来了。
And you said at the moment you really felt angry.
但是后来回家安静，那神的灵也提醒。
But when you went home, the Spirit of God reminded you.
啊，不应该这样子让情绪去掌管你。
That you should not let your emotions control you.
那所以当明白过来的时候，那不同的肢体也分享，他们碰到这些事情的时候都仰望神，而不会再让怒气去发出来。
And you all testify that after prayer, afterwards, you all can control your emotions and did not stay mad.
所以大家可以看到，若我们愿意全心的回应神的话语的时候，他会帮助我们。
So you see, as long as you are committed to do His will, His help will come.
好，让我们接下去看二十三到二十六节。
Now it's time to continue to look at verses 23 to 26.
那我会用中文为大家读二十三到二十四节。那请牧师为我们用英文读二十五到二十六节。所以马太福音五章二十三。所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
I'll continue to read from verse 25 on to 26. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny.
请留意二十三节这里。
Please pay attention to verse 23.
那这里主耶稣所说的情况是不同于刚才我们看的二十一和二十二节。
And what Jesus is describing here is not the same as what he said before.
二十一、二十二节我们看到的是不要向弟兄发怒。
In verses 21 to 22, we are taught not to throw our temper at others.
那这里所说的是，若想起弟兄向你怀怨。
But here Jesus says, when you remember that your brother has something against you,
那意思就是说，当我们意识到我们的言行得罪了弟兄，使到对方有情绪和对我们有怀怨。
And this means that when we see that because of our careless word, someone is offended and people have something against you,
那我们想起意识到的时候，要主动的去与对方和好，请求对方的原谅。
When you become conscious of this, you should go and ask forgiveness from the person.
那神借着耶稣对我们所传讲的教导是非常的全面。
So we see that the teaching that Jesus gives us here is very complete.
真正爱邻舍的表现不单单是让我们的情绪被神来掌管。
A true love for our fellow man is more than just having our emotions under control.
而不向弟兄发怒，单单这样子而已。
And it's much more than not throwing our temper against others.
那另外一方面，当我们意识到我们自己的言行啊是得罪了、伤害了对方的时候，那为了对方的益处，为了爱他的缘故，我们也愿意主动的去与他和好。
It also includes the following, that when we become conscious that because of our words, someone is offended and people hold something against us, then we should go and do something to reconcile.
所以爱心是非常的全面。
So we see the love should be complete.
不单单是自己不得罪神。
Not only that we do not offend God.
但是我们意识到自己令到其他人处在一个得罪神的光景的时候，我们爱他的缘故，也愿意去主动去与他和好。
It also includes that because of us, someone is feeling angry and might therefore sin against God. Out of love, we should be concerned about him not falling into sin.
那二十三节还有二十四节，另外还有一个重要的提醒。
When we look at verse 23 and 24, we see another important detail.
那这里主耶稣说，谈到一个献祭的图画。
And here we see a picture of offering gifts to God.
意思是说，这个人 在亲近神，在与神有这个在亲近神的这个过程里。
In other words, the person is drawing near to God.
但是这里主耶稣说，若一个人他和弟兄姐妹的关系出现问题，那神是不喜悦这个人的献祭的。
Jesus saying here, when our relationship is wrong with another person, this is displeasing to God.
那换句话说，我们和弟兄姐妹的关系会直接影响我们和神的关系。
In other words, how we relate to each other directly affects how God relates to us.
那这一点我相信经过今天的信息之后就不太难去明白。
After today's lesson, I think this point is not difficult to understand.
刚才我们看到成全律法的含义就是要全心的爱神，也要爱人如己。
Just now we saw to fulfill the true intent of the law is to love God with our all and to love our fellow men as ourselves.
所以我们不难明白为什么我们跟其他人的关系出现问题的时候呢，你会直接影响我们和神的关系。
And so it shouldn't be hard for us to understand how we relate to each other directly affects how God relates to us.
那原因就是当我们不爱弟兄的时候，我们并没有服在神的王权底下。
Because when we are not loving our fellow men, we are not submitting ourselves under God's rule.
那也没有活在神的诫命底下。
We are also not submitting ourselves to God's commands.
那这周四的圣餐里面，那弟兄姐妹们彼此的鼓励提醒。圣餐的时候，弟兄姐妹彼此的鼓励提醒。
上周。In our Holy Communion service in the past week, and you remember what the sharing among brothers and sisters.
那要看重亲近神的时间，要灵修。
And how it is important for us to spend time in quietness before God.
那去明白他的话语，也祷告。
To understand the word of God and to pray.
那这样我们属灵的生命才有力量。
Only so, then we have power in our spiritual life.
那从今天的信息里面，天父借着主耶稣的教导也给我们另一方面重要的提醒。
But through the teaching of the Lord Jesus today, we hear another important reminder.
我们看到我们不单单要亲近神，要去明白他的话语。
Not only we ought to draw near to God and to understand His word,
我们也要活在爱中。
But we must also live in love.
那和弟兄姐妹的关系和睦。
And maintain a harmonious relationship with fellow brothers and sisters.
那彼此的服侍。
And to serve each other.
原因就是当我们发现自己和其他人的关系不和谐的时候，我们和神的关系也会是疏远的。
Because every time when a relationship with others is wrong, then we are also alienated from God.
那我们的属灵生命也因着不圣洁的缘故，会是软弱的，没有能力的。
And due to our unholiness in our life, our life will also be lacking in power.
那若我们意识到我们自己和其他的人关系是出现嫌隙的时候呢？
So every time when we see there are problems in our relationship with our brothers and sisters,
那主耶稣在这里教导我们要快快的去处理。
Jesus teaches us we must promptly make amend,
和对方去和好。
To reconcile with the person.
那大家留意这里所说的形容。
Notice the way Jesus describes it.
那是把祭坛留在坛前。
To leave your gift, therefore, before the altar.
意思是说，有一份的迫切性。
That is, feel the urgency about it.
快快的去处理和弟兄的关系。
And go and sort out your relationship with your brother.
而和好之后呢，才回来献祭。
And then, only then, come and offer your gift.
所以主耶稣提醒我们，当我们属灵生命出现问题的时候，千万不要拖延。
So when we have problem in our spiritual life, we must not delay in sorting it out.
而是快快的处理。
But rather, we must quickly solve it.
要不然， 恐怕时间一到，我们就失去与对方和好的机会。
And so that we may not miss the chance of reconciling with your brother.
那就好像二十五节、二十六节这里所说，要抓紧机会去和好。
And this is precisely as what the verse 25 says: "Come to terms quickly with your accuser."
那要不然，我们失去这个机会的时候，我们将会面对神的审判，还有定罪。
Because once the opportunity is missed, we will face God's judgment.
那让我总结今天的信息。
So now it's time for me to summarize.
那主耶稣在马太福音五章二十一到二十六节的经文里面，是在解释什么叫做成全律法，还有胜过法利赛人的义。
And in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 26, Jesus our Lord explains what it is like when we fulfill the law and what it means to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
那就是要活出全心爱神和爱人如己的诫命。
And that is to live a life of love, a love for God and for fellow men.
那去喜爱神所喜爱的事情，去恨恶神所恨恶的事情。
To love God.To love what God loves and to hate what He hates.
那实际的生活中，如何才叫做活出全心爱神又爱人如己的生命呢？
Then in our daily life, what practically does it mean to live a life of love for God and for fellow men?
那主耶稣在这里指明神对我们的要求。
And here Jesus tells us concretely what God requires us.
帮助我们看到一个试验我们对神对人的爱是否完全的一个试金石。
And God has given us a touchstone by which we can be tested to and know whether we are unreservedly committed to Him.
那就是关于神所恨恶的其中的一件事情。
And that is among the things that God hates,
就是杀人
is murder.
而杀人在神的眼中是开始于人的心里。
But then in God's eyes, all murder begins with anger in the heart.
那主耶稣说，一个人对弟兄发怒的时候，在神的眼中就等同杀人一样。
And Jesus tells us today to feel angry against another person is equal to murder.
那当一个人对对方发脾气，容许自我的情绪去掌管他，那甚至用言语攻击他。
When a person throws his temper against another person, or to use words to harm him,
那甚至是去论断对方。
Or to judge him,
那这样的事情在神的眼中是罪。
But in these things in God's eye are sin.
是在他的国度里面不允许的事情。
It is something that God will not allow to exist in His kingdom.
那若我们决心全心的委身给神
，If we are determined to totally commit to Him,
那我们就要留心主耶稣在这里对。门徒所说的提醒
，that we must take heed of what Jesus is telling his disciples.
那不要落入法利赛人的错误。
We must not commit the error of the Pharisees.
选择性的回应神的话语。
That is, we pick and choose what we obey among God's commands.
我们看到，当我们全心回应神的话语的时候，会发现他的爱与能力就来到我们生命当中。
But rather, when we haveTotally committed to do God's command, then His power and His love will come to help us.
那就帮助我们，也改变我们成为公义圣洁的人。
It also will transform us into people who are righteous.
那信息的第二点，我们看到，我们不单不要向弟兄发怒，不单不要这样。
And secondly, not only we must not throw our temper at our brother.
当我们意识到我们的言行得罪了其他人的时候，我们要主动的去处理。
When we become conscious that our words or conduct has hurt others, we must quickly make amends.
和对方去和好，因为我们与人的关系会直接影响我们与神的关系。
We must quickly reconcile with the person because our relationship with others would affect our relationship to God directly.
那主耶稣也提醒我们。不要去拖延属灵生命的问题。
And Jesus also teaches that we must not procrastinate in our spiritual life.
而是依靠神快快的去面对。
But rather we should depend on God's grace to quickly face it.
那拖延会使到我们失去救恩。
To delay, to procrastinate might cost us our salvation.
会使我们错过悔改归向神的机会。
We may lose the opportunity to repent and to receive God's forgiveness.
那愿天父就使用今天的信息。
May God use his lesson today.
帮助我们明白他对我们的要求还有期盼。
To help us understand what he requires of us and what he expects of us.
使我们明白我们在实际的生活里面，在我们彼此的关系上，什么叫做成全律法。
So that we also understand that how in our relationship with each other, what is meant by fulfilling his law.
那愿我们都效法主耶稣的榜样，全心的爱神，也爱人如己。
Let us all emulate the example of our Lord Jesus Christ to love our neighbor as ourselves.
那也去喜悦神所喜悦的事情，去恨恶神所恨恶的事情。
And also to delight in things that God takes delight in and to hate what he hates.
那也甘心舍己，彼此的相爱，彼此的顺服，彼此的服侍。
And also joyfully to love one another and to serve one another.
还有彼此顺服。
And also to be submissive towards each other.
那愿天父的名在我们当中啊，可以被其他人尊为圣。
And may others will hold the name of our God in holy awe when they look at the way we live.
那我今天的信息就分享到这里。
So I conclude here.
让我们有一个祷告。
Let us conclude in prayer.